Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Tower, and this beautiful tarot card comes to us from the traditional Korean tarot by Bana. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking is like, oh my God, you know, of all things, but let's talk about what's going on today, because this card, as we know, is a card of a number of different things that we could talk about. Crumbling structures, sometimes that's a good thing, right? And definitely often enlightenment, an element of surprise, chaos. What else is there the possibility of here? You know, and just generally, you know, like things just kind of blowing up in a way. So let's see what is happening. We start with the moon moving into Virgo in the wee hours of the morning. Now, tomorrow we will have a new moon, Virgo, and it's a very lovely new moon, perhaps one of the most lovely of the year. And if you want to know more about this new moon and where it is taking you in the coming months, and I'm talking long range, you can go listen to my new moon tarot guidance, which is on YouTube, my website, which is the best place to find it, and also on Patreon. So, today, the moon will be opposing, right? The moon's in Virgo. If it's opposing, it's going to be something in Pisces. And what's in Pisces? Saturn, the planet of restriction, here with a card of breaking out, right? Wanting to break free. I think the timing of this is perfect. It's a day ahead, but we have some things to talk about with this upcoming new moon. So this should be interesting because we have more than just a new moon going on as well. Now, the moon itself will be trying to Jupiter and Uranus, which are both in Taurus. And, of course, Jupiter brings expansion and optimism to the table, while Uranus brings that, you know, just kind of up and do something kind of feeling. When you put all that together, it is rather combustible, but not in a bad way. And let's not forget, Mercury, which is currently in home sign of Virgo, is stationing to go direct in 2 days. So there's a great deal of activity here and a lot of antsiness around what's going on. I can hardly see you wanting to sit still on the 15th, and you can begin to feel it today, which is why I'm bringing it up. The Virgo Sun will be trine to Uranus and Taurus. And this is like a, just like a, you know, you're ready to burst at the seams kind of thing. You know, maybe you have anticipation. Maybe you can just feel it, but it's there. It's like giving you the impetus to want to do stuff. So for those of you out there who fear the Tower card, I would say truly embrace this one, because it's just giving you the ability, you know, to shatter that, you know, think of yourself as like, I don't know, something silly here, Rapunzel locked up in the tower, and that tower is just, right? It's like the beginning of the road to freedom. Is that a possibility? Could very well be. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.